Too bad we don't have more time, because today we celebrate, among others, the feast of three very great saints that are important in the history of the church. Among them, one who is from our own era. The first one, of course, that is the first collect of today's Mass, is the feast of St. Linus, Pope and Martyr. And St. Linus has the distinction of being the second Pope, the first successor of St. Peter. Imagine that. I wonder what went through his mind when he was elected to succeed his friend and mentor, St. Peter. St. Linus, as far as we know, was from Rome and was probably baptized and ordained a priest and then consecrated a bishop by St. Peter himself. And St. Peter, who died around the year 66, then, of course, he had probably left some instructions of some kind. And those who were there, who elected the new pope, of course, it was not a conclave of 200 cardinals. It was just maybe 20 priests. That's it. No cardinals yet. And so they knew that this particular priest and bishop, who was very close to St. Peter, would be the one that should be elected to be his first successor. But imagine the fact that he was the first successor of St. Peter, who was now to be in charge of the whole Catholic Church, of Christ our Lord himself. What a great responsibility. What great fears must have come upon him. And of course, today we have men who are elected to be over the whole world and over a couple of billion Catholics. That's fearful enough as it is, though most of them are not practicing the faith properly, at least. But this was a very small group, but it was very intense, very devoted to Christ, very devoted to the Blessed Mother, and very devoted to keeping going and growing the mystical body of Christ. He was martyred. For the first 300 years, almost all the Pope were martyrs. He was martyred in the year 78 AD. Now, the second collect of today's Mass is also a saint of the times of the Apostles of the first century. The young virgin, Saint Thecla. And she was baptized by St. Paul, and eventually she too was to die a martyr. But a young woman who loved Christ more than anything or anyone else. And we too are supposed to love Christ more than anything or anyone else. No one must take the place of Christ. And if necessary, we must die. It would be a great blessing were I to be counted among those who are called to be a martyr. I don't think it will happen. I'm not good enough, but nevertheless, what a wonderful thing. Martyr immediately goes to heaven. No purgatory. Do not collect 200 drachmas. You go straight to heaven. What a wonderful gift. The third is one that is, to many of us, and to me in particular, very, very personal. Because this Mass I offer, and of course it's my desire, my decision, to offer this Mass in thanksgiving to St. Pius of Pietrelcina. Today is his feast. And of course, we know a lot about him. We don't need to talk about all the wonderful things that God gave to him, the wonderful cooperation that he gave to God, so much so that as a young priest, right at the very beginning of his priesthood, he received the sacred stigmata. We celebrated St. Francis' sacred stigmata last week. Today, we celebrate this priest. Now, as far as we know, this is the only priest that has received the sacred stigmata. There is some question as to St. Paul, who himself says, I have the stigmata. But does he mean that? The wounds of Christ on his hands and feet, on his side, and even the crown of thorns. So what a wonderful, but very, very painful, because this was not just an adornment. It was just not a jewel, like a ring or a bracelet. It was pain. For over 50 years, St. Pius suffered horribly this pain of the crucifixion. And yet he did so in meekness, in kindness and love, and without complaint, though he would be every so often heard to sigh or to groan from the pain. And then 3 days before his death, I believe it was 67 or 68, they disappeared. His wounds disappeared. When you go to see him in San Giovanni Rotondo, where you can see his incorrupt body, there are no wounds. They've disappeared. And this has happened before to other mystics who have received the wounds of Christ. But what makes it for me very personal, of course, since the very first day I entered the seminary, and I was just a stupid teenager, literally, not just figuratively, I already heard about him, and then I became friends with a lot of people that I knew till their death. They're all gone but one, who had a Padre Pio prayer group. And we would go to their house, and Our Lady of Fatima would be in the middle, and we would say the rosary, and we would make prayers to Padre Pio. Little did we know how important he was going to be to me. Of course, I have read as much as I possibly can, and his letters, they fill volumes and volumes. I haven't read all of them, unfortunately. I have to wait till eternity, and then I'll read them all there. But when I got sick almost 2 years ago, or it was 2 years ago, I figured, okay, well, this is time to cash in. And so I said, well, that's the way it is. I don't mind. If God wants me, that's good. He can want me sooner or later. So this is it, fine. But I began to pray, not for me, but for you. Because there's nobody to take my place, even for 3 or 4 days, much less forever. So I began to pray, and I began to pray also to Padre Pio, whose blood is on our altar, with which I will bless you after Mass, and not individually, but the whole congregation. And I began to pray to him too. Oh, St. Pius, priest, take care of me and take care of this parish. Well, as I told you at Easter time, on Easter Sunday, about a week before Holy Week, the doctor, I had to have a shot, which I still have. I'm not sure what good it does. It makes me weak. That's one of the side effects of it. And he said to me, I have some horrible news for you. And I said, well, what worse than what I already have? He says, no. You are going to live another 10 or 20 years. Your cancer is all gone. It has disappeared. There's not a trace of it. And so St. Pius of Pietrelcina is the one who did it. I give credit to him. Of course, I pray to Our Lady, to other saints, to my patron saints, but in particular I pray to St. Pius of Pietrelcina, to whom I have a great devotion and love all the days of my life since I was just about 12 years old. So, and I had read about him, but I didn't really pay attention that much. But then when I went to the seminary, immediately that door was open unto me. And so I give thanks to God for the gift that he gave to me of St. Pius of Pietrelcina's miracle. And I've seen many miracles that he has performed. And of course, if you need a miracle, go to St. Pius. But not some stupid little thing. Ask for something that is important, like your life, your death, your eternity. And so today I give thanks to God and to St. Pius of Pietrelcina that the cancer is gone. Now the weakness is still here, and if that's what God wants, that's fine. but I hope I can become stronger again so that I can do more for Christ and for His church and for this shrine. And of course, one of the things that I hope to do, maybe in a month or two, on Tuesday nights, and hopefully the majority will be able to come, for those, we have a bunch of people that want to become Catholics. And I want to have a meeting after Mass with them on Tuesday nights, for me to ask them questions and for them to ask me questions. And of course, it's something that requires some commitment, particularly from me, because it's no fun to be in pain all the time. I'm in pain right now. It's no fun, but it must be done for the sake of the salvation of these souls who want to become members of the Holy Catholic Church. And of course, we have heard from different persons that we know that it is pretty much certain that this young man that was martyred the other day, because if he's a martyr, he's in heaven. Not a canonized martyr, he never will be. But he was on the process of becoming a Catholic. And so, and he loved the Blessed Mother. That is one of the signs, one of the most important signs of sanctity, of holiness, and of love of Christ and His Church. The love of His most holy and blessed Mother. Tomorrow we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Ransom, Our Lady of Mercy, and we, of course, will talk about her then. But to her and all the saints, especially St. Pius of Petrocina, I give thanks. And may I be here as long as God wants me to be, whether it be 1 year or 20 years or 30 years. It doesn't matter to me. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And I'm not afraid of death.